This one's called A Mirror or a Window. One evening, 4 or 5 years into my Christian life, I was reading in Hebrews, and what I read in chapter 5 caused me to think about my Christian life in a different way. It says, "Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity." When I was a teenager, my dad talked to me about maturing. He told me I ought to be concerned about it then, not later. I needed to look at my thoughts and actions to see whether they were mature or those of a youth. We talked about how a mature person is different from a teenager, taking responsibility, dealing with disappointment, learning to enjoy work, and lots of other things. Those conversations helped me grow up faster and with less frustration. But what does it mean to be a mature Christian? I could see that some were more mature than others, than I was, but I couldn't say what made them that way. I wish Dad had told me that. The next week, I met with my friend Hal in his company cafeteria to talk about a church project we were on. When we finished, I thought about the Hebrews passage and asked him, "Hal, what makes a Christian mature? I feel like I'm still on milk. At least, I'm not on the solid food I read about in Hebrews. What's your definition of Christian maturity?" He thought a few seconds, and then he picked up his tray and motioned, "Follow me," with his head. He left me in a hallway for a few minutes. Then we went into a room that looked set up for some kind of experimentation. On one wall was a big mirror, the size of a picture window. Hal said, "Look at that. What do you see?" I said, "Well, I see myself. It's a mirror. I see myself and what's around me." "Right," he said. "Keep looking." And he went through the door in the same wall. As always with the mirror, I studied my appearance, my clothing, my expressions. But then I heard him say, "Just a minute. Now, tell me how the picture changes." A little bit of light came on in the next room, and I could see that it was a one-way mirror. My image was a little bit fainter, and I could see just some of the other side. I could just make out a few human forms. "Keep looking, and notice how it changes," Hal said. Gradually, he turned up the light in the other room. I could still see my image, but as it got fainter and fainter, I got so interested in what was in the other room, I stopped noticing myself altogether. The people in the other room became perfectly clear, and they took all my attention. Some were talking and doing things together, and others seemed alone. Some were looking at me. Hal had assembled this group when I was in the hallway. Then the light went out, and I was looking at myself again. He came back, and we sat down at a table. He said, "That was a little odd, but it's the best answer I can give to your question." I was impressed, but I didn't really get it, and I said so. "When you were a baby Christian," he said, "if I'd asked you to tell me about Christianity, I bet you'd have said something like this, 'Wow, it's great. I'm feeling so joyful. I finally found peace. I can feel the love of God. It's the most fabulous thing I've ever experienced.' Right?" I agreed. "Today, you're more focused on the church." "That's true," I said. "Church is a wonderful thing. The fellowship is great, and I know they'd do anything for me. I'm really being fed. And I enjoy doing my part, like this project we're on. Really fulfilling." "That's great," he said. "I hope you never lose those feelings." Now, Jenny, another young friend of mine, gave me a bit of her Christian experience last week. She said, "I'm in a small group at church, and it's so rewarding. I can really trust those people. Tell them anything. I can count on them to love me. I'm getting such support. And it works both ways. Two of them are really hurting. I've been able to help them by listening, encouraging, some physical help, but mainly just being a friend." See where this is going? I wasn't sure. He went on, "Doug's been a Christian longer, though he's younger than Jenny. Ask him about Christianity, he'll say things like, 'People have such needs for truth, for leadership, friendship, prayer. I love my small group because even though I'm the youngest one, I can give something of real value to those people I love. For him, the light's pretty high in the other room. Not much of a mirror anymore. I was getting it now. Let me finish, I said, and he nodded. I'll bet Carrie's next. She never says a thing about herself or what she gets out of the Christian life. He smiled. She's never even mentioned how fulfilling it must be to lead that study group of young mothers, or to pray for people like she did for me and my son. She seems to focus entirely on other people. He gave a slow, misty-eyed nod when I said, I don't think she sees her own face at all anymore. He knew I'd gotten his message. The house of my heart has one-way mirrors all around. At night, when I'm alone, they're mirrors. I need that to see myself as I really am, to examine myself, to keep well-groomed for the Lord. But in the morning and through the day, they have to become windows, so I can see those around me and all their hurts and needs, especially the lost ones. As a new Christian, I had a bright light shining inside, making mirrors everywhere. As I grow up in Christ, the inside light's growing dimmer, so the outside and the people out there take more and more of my attention. Holy Father, help me to turn off that inside light. Make me want to see others, not myself, to care not about what I get, but what I give. Give me windows, dear Lord, not mirrors, so that love and concern for others will replace my love and concern for myself. Help me to grow up in Christ faster, so I'll be more like you want me to be, really serving the people in my life, and more effective in bringing them your good news.